Governor Pence's proposed budget contains a $200 million increase in K-12 school funding over the next 2 years. That includes about $41 million more dollars specifically set aside for charter schools, and it eliminates the cap on how much school vouchers are worth. Austin Democratic Representative Terry Gooden says a $200 million increase doesn't tell the whole story when it's split between traditional public schools, charters, and private schools.
People are confused at home. As I speak to constituents, they say, hey, they gave you $200 million more dollars in education. Well, okay, yeah, but here's where this money went. So that money's not coming back to communities like it should.
Office of Management and Budget Director Chris Atkins says Pence's goal is increasing overall education funding and points out that the governor's proposed budget is only the first step in a nearly four-month budget writing process. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.